AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A masked gunman armed with a rifle and five magazines holding 30 rounds of ammunition each opened fire on the federal courthouse in Dallas this morning. FBI Special Agent in Charge Matt DiCerno says federal protective service agents shot and killed 22-year-old Brian Isaac Clyde, preventing what could have been a massacre.
But for the actions of the federal protective service officers, this likely would have been a very deadly incident.
DiCerno says agents are trying to figure out Clyde's motive. They do know that he was discharged from the Army in 2017. More than a million people packed downtown streets of Toronto as the Raptors and their fans celebrated the team's NBA title. Hundreds of thousands were in the City Hall Square, and during a rally, shots were fired. Two people were wounded, two others arrested. Iran is speeding up its uranium enrichment. The country's nuclear agency says it will surpass a uranium stockpile limit set by its nuclear deal in the next 10 days. It suggests enrichment could reach up to 20%, just a step away from weapons-grade levels. Morgan Ortegas is with the State Department.
We, you know, would say to the international community that we should not yield to nuclear extortion by the Iranian regime.
Iran's president has already warned Europe that he wants a new deal by July 7th, or his country would increase its enrichment of uranium. Iran has also showed no willingness to negotiate another deal with the Trump administration, vowing not to enter into talks while the U.S. maintains its maximum pressure campaign of sanctions against Iran. This is AP. Radio News. Mexico's efforts to slow Central American migration is having some effect.
The Mexican government says it is targeting human trafficking rings and is increasing enforcement. On a river that forms part of Mexico's southern border with Guatemala, there are Mexican Marines on the shore. Wilmer Guerra is returning to Guatemala with his four-year-old son. He says, they turned me back. I didn't use a smuggler. We tried with a smuggler two times and we could not. They said with children, we'd be able to pass easily, but things got hot in the past week. It was hot and we could not cross. Guerra says he'll try again at the U.S. border at Tijuana when the situation calms down. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN says world population is expected to grow at a slower pace, but still expected to increase to 9.7 billion people by 2050. Projections find nine nations will be responsible for more than half of the growth, five in Africa, two in Asia, and the United States. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.